are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and it's Positively Healthy Radio today on Saturday. And I believe it's the second. Wow, this October went by so quick, and yesterday went by so quick, and we're already 2 days into November. So it is just a little bit past 10 o'clock, and looks like it's when I had to get, you know, kind of warm this morning, but get the pool over. It's probably around 50 degrees right now. But still beautiful here in the North State. It's an amazing day, grateful to be alive and enjoying the beautiful North State. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the website's not working, but if you could just explain to the listeners, it's basically no chat room right now, but you can still call in.
You can still listen in on the radio, obviously, if you're hearing this right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just not streaming online.
Okay. And so for people that, you know, you may be invited to the show or are going to try to listen from outside the local area, what we're going to make sure to do is, and what happens for every show, is that it's archived right away after the show is finished. And then we go ahead and post that on Facebook, our websites. It is also on the KCNR website, but you won't be able to get to that. So I will post my show on Facebook. And my Facebook page, Dr. Maria Salas or Healthwise Chiropractic. So no worries about that. We'll get around it and everything will be okay. Everything's always going to be okay, right, Savannah?
Totally. Totally.
So this show is it's kind of a little bit, all over the place, I would say. There's so much information we're going to give today. I actually sort of in the, my show is about vaccinations today and talking about Californians against AB 2109. We're going to go ahead and get to that later. But first, I want to make sure to honor, coming up in the next week, Veterans Day. Okay, we're going to do that with music. We're going to do that with making sure that I make special announcements about events coming up that you can be a part of, restaurants that you can go to where, you know, part of the it's a fundraiser and part of the money will go towards, especially, programs like Wreaths Across America, different things like that. I'm going to go ahead and list later all the events coming on, later in the show, towards the end of next week, probably starting Thursday. And then it's going to go like a heavy weekend for veterans and Marine Corps birthday. So please stay tuned for that. Get your pad and pencil out. Get your phones out where you make your notes and put in your calendar all the events to go to. It is the 238th birthday for Marines this year, so I want to say happy birthday, Marine Corps, and a happy birthday to my dad and my uncles and my cousins, all in the Marine Corps. And thank you. Thank you for your service, everyone out there. To all veterans, thank you so much for our freedoms of what we do have left. Thank you for always trying to make sure that we do have them. And, you know, and it's just really important to me, and I want to make sure everybody knows that. So the other part of the show is I just really want to make sure that I've got a minute left for part of an intro here, but it is that time of year. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and you know, I try to keep things really positive, but I gotta tell you, it's that time of year where people are getting sick. Right, Savannah? Seems like everyone mm-hmm. around you is saying, ooh, my little throat thing,
or a cold.
Yeah, well, why is that happening? And, you know, part of what we know about is that it's not just a flu season, but what I call also a sugar flu season. So we'll go ahead and talk a little bit about that. How much time do I got left there, Missy?
About 30 seconds.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and talk about the sugar flu season just a little bit on our way back in. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my guest who is going to be calling in to the show just soon after that. So please stay tuned. This is going to be a great show of Positively Healthy. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, 605-4567.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
How would we teach our young people? And I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, "Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between."
Former Marine stuns a tea party with the fourth verse, which that was beautiful. Wasn't that, Savannah? I got the chills last night when I was doing research for my show. Yeah, a little bit teary eyed.
I had no idea. It's so powerful too. Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't we be singing that?
I think you said it during the break. You weren't taught.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, from our parents or anything like that, but you know, in society, I mean, we don't hear it a lot. So, you know, yes, we do need to teach our kids, and I like what he said. It was beautiful, beautiful. So, thank you. I think his name was David, right? Yeah.
David Hendrick.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Okay, so, sugar flu season. I've been watching this for several years now. Just with my own health, mainly is where that started, of course, because, you know, we got to keep our own house clean first before we can help anyone else. And at one point, what we mean by sugar flu season is all the symptoms that are brought on by sugar. Okay. And if we look at it and maybe just sort of kind of imagine in your past few years, or if you have kids, what goes on about 2 weeks after, week and a half after Halloween, right? The sore throat comes, the runny nose, the coughing, the fever, whether it be viral or bacterial, you know, things start happening this time of year. And, what I want to empower you with is that it can be lessened, or it can, you can make sure to not have that at all, right? And so what you need to do is just be aware of societal things that are going on that sort of, okay, Savannah, this time of year, how many like holiday events do you go to? A ton, right?
Two, three.
Several a month, right?
Yeah.
Starting in October, and, you know, some of them I'm organizing, you know, so, you know, I'm not exempt from, going to them, and some of them are for great causes, so we want to be there. It's not that. It's just we need to be aware of our chemical intake. A chemical is a chemical is a chemical, right? Whether it be a food, whether it be a pharmaceutical medication, or drugs, or street drugs. So, we need to just be aware of that. And as we know, it's really, really easy. Sugar equals decreased immune system. So that can happen very, very easily. And that your immune system is, decreased during this time of year. So I just want to empower you with some knowledge. I want to make sure that you know that as long as you take care of your body with regular chiropractic adjustments, with several other things for digestive health, your digestive enzymes, your good flora to protect the gut and keep the flora fighting for you, and also taking herbal remedies that are antibacterials or antivirals, antifungals, and antiparasitics. Speaking of immune system and keeping it strong, we do have our amazing, amazing guest on the line. And I just want to introduce her here a little bit. Dawn Winkler-Kinneter is, and if I, she can tell me later if I pronounce that right, Kinneter. She's a warrior. She's on the front lines for us every day. Those of you may not know it, who have families, who have kids, who have grandchildren, she's working hard for us, and you may not even know it. Welcome to the show, Dawn Winkler-Kinneter.
Thank you so much, Dr. Salas. Great to be here. I appreciate it very
much. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're busy working. I know you're taking this time out of your day here. I don't even know if, like, you're on a break or a lunch right now, but I know you're so busy, and I really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about Californians Against AB 2109. And, hey, good morning. The new PBE form is out.
Yes, it is. It was officially released on the 30th of this month by CDPH, the California Public Department of Health, and this release comes after us fighting for the last year, begging and pleading to see a draft of the form and to try to be involved in the process of its being drafted, but we were not allowed, really, to be involved in any way, shape, or form, despite the fact that California Medical Association and California Immunization Coalition clearly were involved in drafting the form and had plenty of input. And the reason I know that is a colleague of mine actually did a public records request, and we obtained about 55 pages of correspondence back and forth with various individuals mm-hmm. and our Department of Health, making it very clear that the I would call them anti-choice pro-vaccine camp had a lot of input into the drafting of this form while we were stonewalled the entire time.
Yeah, and that's not surprising, Dawn, but let's step back a little bit further and tell the listeners, maybe those people that are just hearing this for the first time because so many other assembly bills are on their mind right now, or Senate bills are on their mind, and, you know, AB 2109, tell them exactly what that is first.
Sure. AB 2109 is a bill that was introduced by Dr. Richard Pan, Assemblymember Pan, we call him. And the goal of it, we know, ultimately, was to simply make it more difficult, if not impossible, to obtain an exemption from vaccination for entry to public school or homeschool, because homeschools have to have the same paperwork on file.
Yes.
So it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't anymore, no.
They did this under the supposed guise of educating parents about vaccines. And so the bill requires parents who are obtaining a personal beliefs exemption to go seek out the signature of a healthcare practitioner, which is very narrowly defined, on their personal beliefs exemption form. Otherwise, it's not a valid exemption. As the bill moved through, it didn't change too much until at the end when it was chaptered into law, and Governor Brown's signing message stated that a religious exemption needed to be implemented, and I will quote directly from his signing message, so that in this way, people whose religious beliefs preclude vaccinations will not be required to seek a healthcare practitioner's signature. So that sounds good, but the problem is the governor's signing message is not state statute, and the Department of Health was heavily influenced by trade industries and people who work against our freedoms and in their own interest. And the way the religious beliefs actually came out, and I will read directly from the form.
Don, can you hold on just one second while we take a break? And please stay tuned. Very important information coming up.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, Fleetwide, Fuelman card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Positively Healthy Radio Show, and I'm here with Dawn Winkler. I just told her during the break, hey, this is her show. This is the Dawn Winkler Show. This is all about Californians against AB 2109. She's an advocate for parents and children against, I would say, forceful vaccinations.
Right. Pro-choice on healthcare decisions.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. Much more positive way of saying that. So what we were talking about on the way out before I interrupted you is you were quoting some, I believe, from the new assembly bill or the new amendment that was written?
The actual new form.
Okay, the new form.
Released by the Department of Health, and the way that the religious beliefs exemption wording actually came out. So this is what we're dealing with. Officially now, if you choose the religious beliefs exemption, this is your only way of not going to a healthcare practitioner to obtain a signature. They're having you sign a statement that says, I am a member of a religion which prohibits me from seeking medical advice or treatment from healthcare practitioners, which is extremely restrictive, narrow, and discriminatory. There will undoubtedly be a legal challenge over this issue if they choose to leave the form this way, which it appears they are.
Mm-hmm.
This is in direct conflict with Governor Brown's signing message, and it's a blatant violation of religious freedom with respect to our Constitution, not just at the national level, but with our own state of California Constitution.
Yeah, it's like if you choose religious freedom, then this, you know, then this negative thing will be on you, you know.
It's, exactly. And people could have sincerely held religious beliefs that preclude vaccination, but that don't preclude them from going to the emergency room after a car accident or seeking IV fluids in a case of dehydration.
Exactly.
So this is just incredibly, it's designed very purposely. We know it's designed purposely based on the correspondence that we obtained. We have AAP doctors writing to the health department. I mean, I have emails, I have the text where they flat out say, however, we also do not want parents making it easy to claim the religious exemption. I mean, they talked about it throughout their whole drafting process. So, again, the whole intent of this AB 2109 was never education.
No.
Taking our rights away, making it difficult or next to impossible to obtain an exemption from vaccination.
Well, there's the point. You know, you'd probably agree with me on this. Even if you do not believe in the whole not giving your kids vaccinations, or you believe in giving them vaccinations, wouldn't you have a problem with, you know, the right as a parent to be getting taken away like this, and to be challenged like this, and to be written in law? You know, your power as a parent being taken away. And, you know,
exactly.
Ultimately, it's one of the things that's leading to the breakdown of the family unit.
It is, and this is also forcing Californians it's telling them not only that they will go see a healthcare practitioner,
oh, yeah,
but what kind. Here's the list of those who can sign. If you do take the personal beliefs exemption and you go pursue this signature stating that you've been educated, you have to go to an MD or a DO, a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, a naturopathic doctor, but that comes with a little
caveat. Yeah.
A little caveat that they have to work under the direct supervision of an MD, a licensed MD in the state of California, and I'm told that there are only about 200 of those naturopaths in the entire state. So not just every naturopath can legally sign this document. And then the last selection that you have is credentialed school nurse. Not every school district has a school nurse. In fact, there are many that don't. My own son's school does not have a school nurse. So the school nurse, I would call it the little bone that they thought they were throwing us, and their way of making there be one option that might be free and no cost to the parent. Because let's face it, parents are going to have to pay for a visit, number one. We have it in writing in an email that the code that's used for this PBE form counseling is never paid by insurance.
Yes.
And that not only will there be a charge for the visit, a lot of practitioners actually charge another fee for the form. So there's also, aside from the religious violation and that potential legal challenge, there's another one. If a parent doesn't have a school nurse available and willing, because nothing forces these people to sign.
Well, that was the only, that person that you listed, that last person, we've got just like 45 seconds left, but that person was the only person that can't prescribe drugs. Did you realize the pattern there? So,
exactly.
Of course they wouldn't want chiropractors on that list.
Of course not. And they would not, and they did not allow pharmacists, which was something that was talked about, and we firmly believe it's because a pharmacist might actually tell you about the adverse events and side effects.
And not only that, what we know about pharmacists, we're going to cut to a break here soon, is they have such an amazing relationship with their customers.
Right.
And their clients. So that's just another reason. Anyway, we've got so much more to talk about here with Dawn. Please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. And wow, if you're not up yet, it's 10:30. I think that probably woke you up, right? That reveille there. So that was a beautiful Marine Corps hymn, United States Marine Corps. Happy birthday, 238th birthday to the Marine Corps. We have a guest on the line, Dawn Winkler. We are talking today about vaccinations, specifically about AB 2109. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, Dawn, again.
Thank you.
You're giving us so much information. And I know we get cut off, and it's like you and I could probably talk about this for like hours and hours, and then we get cut off for commercial. But I just wanted to take a little step back further and have the listeners get to know you and why you're so passionate about it. What is your background? What was the reason for becoming such an amazing advocate for us and our families and children and parents? And I mean, you're there on the front lines. You live in Northern California, yet you take trips down to Sacramento. You're there all the time fighting on the front lines for us. And we want to know a little bit more about you, Dawn.
Sure, absolutely. 18 years ago, I guess a little over 18 years ago, when I had my daughter, I was, not one to question much. I was conditioned heavily into just going along with the mainstream and allopathic medicine and doctors know best. Deep down, I did actually have a very intense maternal instinct and intuition when I was taking my daughter in for her vaccinations, that it just simply, there was something not right about it. And I actually did not want to vaccinate her. But at the time, we're talking over 18 years ago, I really had no idea that there could be any problem. You know, her pediatrician did not give me the vaccine information statement, which is required by law that they give you. So I had this internal questioning, but I just told myself, you know, as a young mother, you know, nobody would do anything to harm babies, so this is for the best, and I just sort of talked myself into doing that. She became very unwell after each vaccine, many different symptoms that looking back are, it's very clear that she was suffering from acute mercury poisoning. And at the time that she received all of her vaccinations, that was at the time of really the height of the mercury load when vaccines contained much more mercury. I want to make it clear, they are not mercury free now, which is claimed
many
times.
Yeah.
That's not true. However, back in 1995, they were absolutely mercury laden. And one of the reasons I believe she probably couldn't deal, because people would say to me now, well, you know, why wouldn't it have the same effect on every child? Well, you know, we're all different. We're all going to deal with anything that's introduced to our body differently. But one main reason that she obviously couldn't deal with that kind of a load of mercury is probably something to do with the 21 mercury amalgams I had in my mouth while I was pregnant, while I breastfed. You know, we now know that they can correlate the amount of mercury in breast milk to the number of amalgams in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So after her four-month series, and I kept going back asking, why are all these things happening? What's wrong with my child? I know something's wrong. I was met with, you know, oh, she's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to worry about. Well,
how old at this time were you? How old was she at the time?
How old was I?
Or how old was she at the time that you were going through all this?
Well, it started right away at birth with her Hep B vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
She had issues after that. She had issues after the one-month Hep B vaccine, after her two-month series, after her four-month series. And then I found her in her crib dead at 5 months and 14 days of age. And I know now, based on my 18 years of research, there's not a question in my mind that my daughter died as a result of chronic brain inflammation and mercury poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me to really never stop researching. What prompted me to get to the truth of the matter was giving birth to my son and having to decide and having to get to the absolute truth regarding what should I do for my son.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a state of, you know, what do I do? If I don't vaccinate him, he'll die of these diseases. If I do, he'll die just like his sister. Talk about someone being in a position to really have motivation to find the truth. And I will be honest with you. I went into this research. I was doing this in a university library, not on the internet because I didn't have internet then, not reading any books written by third parties. I was digging out journal articles, and I was approaching it from the perspective that I needed to convince myself that vaccinating my son was necessary and the right thing to do. And to be honest, after I began reading journal article after journal article and putting the pieces together, it became pretty clear to me the vaccinations are not safe, not effective, and not necessary.
Thank you, Dawn, for your story. And we can see why you're so passionate now and why you're such an amazing advocate. We do have a few minutes left. We have several minutes left for the show, but we've got about 30 seconds left for this segment. So on our way back, I want to talk about how we can help you to get the word out Shows like this and other radio shows that you're on give you a voice, but it's a small voice, and we need this to be known out there, much more than it is. So please stay tuned. We've got more with Don Winkler. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please call us in 605-4567 with any questions. Come on back. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. An announcement that I want to make is the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is going to be honoring veterans with Wreaths Across America 2013. They invite you to join them for this is the 6th annual National Wreaths Across America program, Saturday, December 14th. The ceremony begins at 12 noon. So get your calendars out for Saturday, December 14th over at the cemetery, 11800 Gas Point Road, Igo, California, if you don't know where that's at. They'll be remembering fallen veterans during a short program followed by the placement of the holiday wreaths and each individual gravesite in honor of those veterans. If you need more information, please call 396-2429. And thank you, Frank Rose, for that information earlier today. So we are back with Don Winkler talking about vaccinations. And I thank you again, Don, for coming on the show. In the beginning, we were totally in problematic phase of the show. You know, there's still so much more that we can talk about with the problems with vaccinations. You just gave us your very personal story. Thank you so much for that, Dawn.
Absolutely.
I know hard to tell, but thank you again. Where do we stand now is the question. Where do we stand now? With this new form, it starts January 1st, 14.
Right, January 1st, and it's a little bit unclear right now as to the grandfathering in that will take place, which, you know, for some people is going to seem like a really good thing that their prior exemption form is grandfathered in and accepted and they won't have to really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And for personal situations, yes, that is great. But the bigger picture is that's sort of the boiling the frog by, you know, turning the heat up slowly tactic. If this actually were to affect every single family with an existing exemption overnight on January 1st, I think we'd probably see a lot more activity.
Oh, yeah.
People getting upset.
Yes.
But, so, that you know, they're very, very intentionally going to roll it out sort of.
Yes, slowly so nobody notices. Yes.
Exactly. And ultimately what's going to happen is it's going to be up to each individual school district and their county health department in terms of, let's just talk about a specific scenario. Let's say a parent decides they're going to check the religious beliefs box. You know, it's going to be up to the school, whoever's verifying, and we know that also from the correspondence we obtained. They're just basically going to put the whole burden of the implementation of this on the schools and, of course, the parents. And so it'll be, if a school wants to challenge you, obviously they don't have a leg to stand on, but it's going to be up to the parent to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're probably going to see
great police state schools. Yeah.
Right. Unfortunately, those take time and money, and it doesn't solve the bigger issue overnight, which is that we now, as of January 1st, are going to have a very, it's a form that violates parental rights, religious freedom. It also violates parents' right to obtain a free public education for their child in the state of California if they cannot find a school nurse to sign this form for free. They're going to be paying someone to do so, and they're going to be paying someone for the form, which it only takes one person to there's an actual link that the ACLU has regarding this whole issue of that you can't deny a family the right to a free public education, and if you end up being caused to pay fees that you shouldn't be paying, you can actually go through a process, and it only really takes one person. So hopefully there'll be several people that will want to pursue this avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to get that information, the best thing to do would be either email me or to join the Californians Against AB 2109 Facebook page, where, you know, you're going to get a lot more updates real time.
Oh, definitely.
Than you are via an email list.
It's abundant. There is a ton of information. I know Dr. Tim O'Shea's book just came out for 2013, so he's always on there. I mean, just a ton of information that you give out. I recommend everyone go to their Facebook now and go to Californians Against AB 2109. I think, Don, at the same time, they can probably find your information there, but go ahead and tell us your email now.
Sure. My email is H-A-P as in Paul, I, dot vaxinfo, that's V-A-X-I-N-F-O, at gmail.com. And I can add you to my email list. I'll admit I don't get updates out that frequently, as busy as I am, but I do try to get things out when it, you know, it's critical and time is of the essence. You can also go to nvicadvocacy.org. Again, that's nvicadvocacy.org, and you can join up there to you would receive updates on this issue as well as whatever else is going on in our state. And you would also be able to find via that website and being a member, and it's free, your contacts for your state legislators, because that's one thing we need everybody to be doing all the time is contacting their own senator and assembly member with these issues, or nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. And what is another thing that they can do in the meantime as far as parents, their kids going into school right now? I mean, what about the personal belief form?
So right now, this is an important thing to know about our new form. If they're choosing the personal beliefs exemption and they are going to go through the pursuit of obtaining a signature of a healthcare practitioner, they should be aware that the bottom of the form contains a section called affidavit. There's sort of three sections to this form, A, B, and then affidavit. The affidavit makes you sign a statement where you're admitting and saying an unimmunized student and the student's contacts at school and home are at greater risk of becoming ill with a vaccine-preventable disease, which I disagree with that statement. It's simply not true. and parents don't have to sign that. This form would make you believe you do, but by state statute, state law, you can X that out, and you can write your own affidavit. That this new form, AB 2109 prescribed, was simply supposed to be a form that you obtained a signature on indicating that you've been educated, and that form is to accompany the letter or affidavit of your personal beliefs exemption. So this form, the way it's done, it really, they couldn't have done a worse job.
Yeah.
It's very misleading, and that's going to be the main problem is, I mean, we're telling your listening audience right now, and I'm telling whoever I can in other ways, that there's going to be a lot of parents that are going to have no idea that they don't have to sign that bottom line.
Okay, well, we have more coming up with Dawn, the last part of our show. Please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and we have our beautiful and amazing advocate, Dawn Winkler, on the line with us. But first, I wanted to go ahead and review some things that are going on next week. Jersey Mike subs, free cookie with a donation on 11/9th, 10th, and 11th for the money goes towards Wreaths Across America. So many things going on next week. The Marine Corps Ball is next week. That would be on the Marine Corps birthday, the 10th at Wind River. I think starting Thursday at the Anderson City Hall, there is a dinner going on, and that's at 8 p.m. Thursday the 7th. There is the Saturday Veterans Day Parade on the 9th at Shasta Lake, in Shasta Lake. And Veterans Day at on the 11th, Iago Cemetery. Now, for that event, you really want to make sure to get there early. I hear that it starts about 5 minutes before 11, but you need to get there probably about 9:30 or 10 to make sure you have parking. And layer it up, people, because we have had so much different type of weather on that day, and you never know what you're going to get. So make sure that you're warm and you've got a cover. Okay, Dawn, let's finish strong here, lady. How can we help you?
Well, just staying informed, people, you know, getting involved one way or another, just and kind of staying tuned, because we honestly don't know what to tell people to do next, other than I want to warn people about these other forms. What we've been discussing is the official form put forth by the state, by the California Department of Public Health. There have been these other forms, that school districts have been pushing these last few months on their own,
mm-hmm.
sort of in an effort to have people be compliant come January 1st. Because believe me, schools, last thing they want is to lose their per pupil funding and have a child not be allowed into school because they fall out of compliance. So what they've done, and this has kind of come from county health departments and in working with school nurses, they've started using these forms put forth by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which are completely different forms, okay? However, they've assured everyone that these forms meet the AB 2109 guidelines
mm-hmm.
with respect to getting a doctor or someone to sign a form saying you've been educated. The danger in these forms is that they have even more incriminating information they're having the parents sign. And we believe, because of other conversations that we're privy to nationally, that this is actually part of a plan to eventually hold parents who don't vaccinate liable for outbreaks of disease. So I would just tell parents that they need to be extremely careful about the forms that are being asked,
put in front of them, yeah,
that are out mm-hmm. there right now.
And they won't have the part where you can sign to be exempted, correct? They'll steer you in the different direction.
They basically, these new AAP forms, and I will put one out there on Facebook if it's not already there for
uh-huh.
people to see. But they, what they are is, first of all, they've got all of the vaccines, not just the ones technically required by for school, but all of the vaccines. And they want the parent to check off all the ones that they are not doing, which you don't need to do that. It's none of their business if you're doing none of them. But then the language, they're having you sign something that states that you understand that you're putting your child and everyone else at risk by not allowing these vaccines. It's just horrible language. And I think they're tricking parents into signing it. Parents are scared they won't be in compliance with the law and that their child won't be able to go to school after Christmas break. And so they're running out and getting signatures from doctors on these AAP forms, which are incredibly incriminating. And we know, because of certain people and conversations out there, that there is definitely national talk of trying an attempt to hold parents liable if, say, there's some kind of a pertussis, chickenpox, whatever, outbreak, and
mm-hmm.
if they can trace it to a supposed unvaccinated child. It's really terrifying
Jeez.
Ground that
yeah.
we're stepping on right now.
Yeah. Well, so then we've got just 1 minute here to go. I want to make sure that everyone knows, again, go to Facebook page, Californians Against AB 2109. Pardon me, we have 2 minutes to go. So just one last tidbit of information, Don, that you want to give out to people. I think, is that the best place right now, I think, to get information?
Right now, to remain up to date and have it be in real time, the updates that go out via myself and even the NVIC can be slightly slower
mm-hmm.
than what you're going to be able to get on the Californians Against AB 2109
mm-hmm.
page. But again, people can get on my email list, which is hapi.vaxinfo@gmail.com. I have a little bit of exciting news. There's a new, really, I believe, excellent film that's been put out by Gary Knoll, and it's available actually for free for a short time on YouTube, and it's called Silent Epidemic,
okay.
The Untold Story of Vaccines, and it will be put on DVD soon, I'm told, and probably won't be free on YouTube at that point. I don't know what time frame we're talking. But I encourage people to go find that. I'll put a link to that on the Facebook page as well.
Okay, good. And then I'll share that on mine.
Movie.
Mm-hmm. Don Winkler, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We could do this several times a year if you want. I mean, this is so important. I appreciate you taking time out on your Saturday. I know you're a busy lady. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for my future children as well, as I have not had the pleasure yet. But thank you, Don Winkler, for coming on the show. This is the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday, 10 to 11. Join us next week. I believe, Dr. Todd Royce is on next week. So he's next up in line there as another chiropractor that we have on this show. So anyways, it's been such an amazing Saturday. Thanks so much. Bye, Savannah.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his weekly radio and internet address today, President Obama said budget negotiations in Congress are about choices and priorities, and he wants to see more government spending.
The question can't be how much more we can cut. It's got to be how many more jobs can we create.
Senator Dan Coats gave the Republican address this week and said he has introduced a measure that would delay Obamacare's implementation, something he says depriving millions of Americans of their health care plans.
What would my delay bill accomplish? Well, first, it's all about fairness. The administration announced that it will delay penalties for employers who do not provide health insurance coverage to workers.
President Obama said yesterday he discussed with Iraq's prime minister ways the two countries can work together to crack down on a growing insurgency in Iraq. And the prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, spoke through an interpreter after the gathering as well.
We are working in Iraq at the security level, intelligence level, social level, at all the level. We are mobilizing our people in order